an image of the Gulf of Mexico.
The platforms really, they look like reflections of the stars. They're that many. They actually group themselves into constellations.
And an impression of the oil industry from someone who sees drilling platforms every day.
We have the technology to make it a safe and relatively, it'll never be 100%, you know, clean, clean, clean.
Residents of the Gulf Coast are revisiting their images and impressions of an industry that has proved to be both lifeblood and life-threatening. A month after Deepwater Horizon went down, taking the pulse of a suddenly vulnerable place. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A month after that spill in the Gulf, an exploration. Is it a new reality down there or just a reminder of the reality that was always there? Good morning, everyone. It's Thursday, May 20th.
And that is the top of the news this morning. It's the blame game still in terms of that Gulf oil spill. As they discuss it on Capitol Hill, Republican John Mica, a Florida congressman, says the White House knew drilling companies needed stricter regulation. But when Mica referred to the disaster as the Obama oil spill, Democrat James Oberstar said the finger pointing has gone too far.
I think it's inflammatory to call it the Obama oil spill. And wrong.
We'll get the latest on the oil spill in just a few minutes. Some tough work ahead for Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as she kicks off a trip to Asia this morning. And an international investigation says a North Korean submarine torpedoed a South Korean warship 2 months ago. North Korea has issued an angry denial and threatened full-scale war if new sanctions are imposed. Mexican President Felipe Calderon has some tough words for the strict new immigration law in Arizona. During his state visit to Washington, Calderon said Mexico rejected any efforts to, quote, criminalize migration. Here's his comments through an interpreter.
We oppose firmly the SB 1070 Arizona law.
And he's not alone, President.
Given in fair principles that are partial and discriminatory.
President Obama has also called the law a misdirected expression of frustration at the country's broken immigration system.
The judgments that are going to be made in applying this law are troublesome.
Calderon will today address a joint meeting of Congress.
Senate Democrats will try again today to advance a sweeping overhaul of financial regulations. Democrats are within reach of the 60 votes needed to avoid a filibuster, but they weren't able to get there yesterday. The Senate Judiciary Committee chairman is moving quickly to confirm Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan. Hearings are now set to begin on June 28th. In Thailand, things are beginning to calm down in the capital, Bangkok, after protest leaders surrendered Wednesday, but the government will once again impose a curfew tonight to stem additional violence. That curfew takes effect in about 4 hours. In Greece, workers are striking again because of frustration with a government austerity program. Public hospitals are open with emergency staffing, but many other services like buses, trains, ferries, and schools are shut down or closed. And the Federal Reserve has a slightly brighter view of the U.S. economy than it did at the beginning of the year. Fed officials now say they think the U.S. economy can grow between 3.2% and 3.7% this year. Asian markets are down. European indices are up this morning, and futures on Wall Street are mixed as the market attempts to resolve all of these various sort of conflicting economic data this morning. The Dow gets underway at 10,444. The S&P opens at 1,115, and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,298. Coming up on the show, we turn to Afghanistan. Two recent attacks suggest there are still tremendous challenges ahead for NATO forces and for the Obama administration. That's in about a half hour.
And in a few minutes, we're going to look back at a month since the spill in the Gulf Coast began. The explosion actually occurred 1 month ago today. So where are we now? We've got the update on that coming up in just a moment.
We're also talking about private information online. We actually invited you on our website, thetakeaway.org, to take private information you see on Facebook and go find the person who actually posted it there. We're going to find out if anyone actually took up our challenge. And you can weigh in on private information on the internet at 8778-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.